we're going to be marching on Governor Rick Scott's home to demand the shutdown of Everglades oil drilling and fracking, and we're urging him also to fix a wide variety of water problems in Florida. And we're really trying to make clean water a voting issue. That's why we're organizing it at this point. We also, in Naples, we just had the illegal fracking at the Collier Hogan well, and we still have county and state lawsuits against Hughes Oil. So we're using this as a perfect time to call on Scott to really shut down all new Everglades oil drilling and update the state regulations, because they can at any time frack. It's perfectly unregulated in Florida. So anyhow, that's what we're going to be doing. We're making it into a clean water event statewide, because we have one Florida, one water, and healthy water really fuels a healthy economy. And everyone knows that water is Florida's most valuable natural resource. Governor Crist is coming out in support of, you know, clean water and wanting to send the clean water south, and even going so far as saying he's going to have solar energy and fund that rather than fossil fuels. That's why he has the sun on his sign. So anyhow, water is literally Florida's lifeblood. It fuels everything from agriculture to our multi-billion dollar tourist industry. So we want to protect it. So we're going to be inviting lots of people to speak. We're not only going to be talking about the Everglades oil drilling and fracking and banning it, but cleaning the toxic Lake Okeechobee discharges, sending clean water south to restore the Everglades by buying up sugar land, also helping to fix the tribal tree islands that have been polluted by mercury poisoning, denying permits for the gas-fired power plant that was proposed to go right into the big Cypress Swamp Reservation right next to it. We're really encouraging Rick Scott to invest in clean, renewable energy, because we also need to curb sea level rise and limit climate change. So you can see we have a wide variety of issues, and we're asking everyone to come out to march with us on the beach to his beachfront home. We've invited him to join us. We've invited Governor Crist to join us, as well as Senator Bill Nelson, and really we've invited everyone, because we want everyone to join us in protecting and saving Florida's waters and Everglades. We're in the process of making a lot of new signs and banners and flags. We're going to have the Solidarity Fish coming over from the East Coast, where they've been using them to highlight the Lake Okeechobee discharge problems. And we have a lot of neat visuals. We're going to have kayaks out on the water, because this is a water event. So we're going to be marching by land, but also paddling by sea to his home. It should be fairly well attended, and we're inviting everyone to bring their troubled waters from across the state, bring samples and containers marked with your location and date, because we want to vividly show the variety of water problems that Florida faces.
If people want to find out more, if they want to get involved or learn more, where can they go?
Stone Crab Alliance at Facebook. We have an event there, and we have all sorts of postings about it. We do have free housing as well, and a ride share. And we'll update with the speakers as well. I'm pretty excited about our speaker list. We have Betty Osceola from the Panther Clan. She'll be talking about the Tree Islands. And Bobby C. Billy, he's one of the clan leaders with the Miccosukees. And, you know, we have the Clean Water Initiative, Food and Water Watch, and a host of others. And it's going to be educational, but also really exciting and fun.